With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy to be talking now with Beverly High School hockey coach Jim Sasso. And, Coach, welcome to MSO.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, listen, let's get past the elephant in the room to begin with. Some turmoil at Beverly High School this year. Not any pointing any fingers, but the kids responded and you took over. What was the transition like for you walking in, taking over as head coach during the season?
No, it was actually a pretty easy transition. I've been there for 2.5 years. I knew all the kids. Mm-hmm. All knew me. We didn't really change anything. We just kept it. We just kept everything in place. So the transition was relatively easy.
All right. And again, you know, talking with the coaches, the first thing I like to do is ask them about their emotional experience this year after having gone through COVID last year with the kids playing a really tough schedule, no postseason. This season, you get a full 20 games in. You get to work with the kids a lot more. And they have the prize of the playoffs now coming up. So what's it been like for you mentally, Coach?
It's been a tough year. It's a long grind. It's a long grind keeping the kids grounded and focused. You know, it's tough for 18-year-olds, 16-year-olds to stay focused for such a long period when they're not used to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good that point.
That year off last year was a tough year. You know, it was on and off. You played for a week, you're off for a week. They weren't in school. It took everybody out of their routines.
And now, without the mask and everything, kids feeling a little I don't know what the right word is, maybe looser, or a little more comfortable.
I think so. I think everybody kind of got into the groove and got used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the refs required masks, some of the refs didn't, but it hasn't been that strict this year.
Okay. All right, Coach, looking at your record, it's a little deceiving because I'm looking at the schedule here, and all but one of your games, all but one of your losses was within one or two goals. Now, that's got to do one of two things. It's either got to take its toll on you and the kids, or it makes them stronger mentally and perhaps physically. So which is it?
I think it makes the kids a little stronger. They know that they can play. They know that they're going to be in every single game. It's just a matter of getting over that hump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we had, I think I'm going by memory now, I think we had seven losses by one goal.
Yeah.
And I think one or two wins by one goal. So every game they're in it. So I think it helps. They go into the game, they know they're going to be in it, and they have a chance to win.
So what's the makeup I'm sorry, Coach, go ahead.
We have a tough schedule, too. We played a lot of Middlesex League games at the beginning of the season, so they played some stiff competition and played them tough.
I'm looking at your roster. I don't see all that many seniors. Is it a good mix?
No, we got mostly seniors.
Oh,
we
okay.
got, I think it's 13
One,
or 14
two, three,
seniors.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Oh, yeah, I see them now. All right, so tell me about your captains.
So I got Matt Meza, Cam Cook, and DJ Bikini all as captains, and Jackson Thomas and Austin Bernard as assistant captains.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say enough about how solid a group of kids they are. Again, with all the stuff that happened, they kept everything together. They've kept the train going in the right direction. There's no dissension on the team. They've done a great job. And I'll be honest with you, I leaned on them a lot in the last 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks maybe now.
Yeah, you know what, Coach? I ask coaches, and I taught for a long time. I taught math, and every now and then, well, in fact, more often than not, I would learn from the kids. Every now and then, somebody would come up with something, say, I didn't do it that way, I did it this way. And I would say, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. You ever have that happen in coaching? I know you've coached at a variety of levels. Do you ever have someone come up, a student, a kid, a player, and just say, you know, what if we did this, Coach, or what if I tried that?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm open to that. And I encourage all the kids, whether they're captains, sophomores, juniors, I encourage all the kids, if they have an idea, to come and talk to me. That doesn't mean I'm going to use it, or that doesn't mean we're going to go with it.
Right.
I'm open to listening to it. And there have been instances where they've come up with some ideas, and we've went with them, and they seem to have worked. So, yeah, that's absolutely. I'm one of those coaches that I want input from everybody. It's we're a team. It's one.
Mm-hmm.
We're one team, not 22 individuals and a coach. We're one team. So the more we're all working together, the better off we are.
What have you seen in terms of improvement over the season for you guys?
I've seen a little mental toughness. When we started, we weren't so sure, but as the season went on, they've gotten in better shape. Obviously, they've picked up the systems a little bit more. But we've been working with a lot of these seniors now for 3 years on the systems, and mental toughness. I really believe they've gotten mentally tough.
What's the strength of the team, Coach? What are your guys really good at?
Hustle and hard work. It's a hustle, hard work team.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, hard work trumps skill every time. So, and I'm not saying we don't have any skill, but we have a bunch of kids that just work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go out and work hard, and they grind, they're a tough team to play against. They may not win, but they're a tough team to play against. I wouldn't want to play against them.
Well, now, you know, it's funny, you mentioned the out-of-league schedule, which is tough enough, but the conference itself is tough. And how would you assess the conference chances with Danvers and Beverly, Saugus, Winthrop, Gloucester, Masco, all being in the tournament?
I think it's awesome. I think the conference is a very, very, very difficult conference. I think it speaks a lot for the conference to have so many teams qualifying for the tournament.
Absolutely.
It really is. I mean, when you look at it, you're right. How many of the teams that are in the conference are in the tournament? I think everybody except for maybe two.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got a game coming up on Saturday, and that's kind of fun playing in the tournament, but you have to travel to somewhere to play Silver Lake, so tell me about that.
We have to travel to Pembroke.
All right, where's that?
Which is, Pembroke is down on the South Shore. It's down by, I would say, on the way down Kingston by Duxbury.
Okay. Whenever you say South Shore, I automatically think Plymouth or Duxbury. Just go down the coast. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you go pretty much go through Boston, go down Route 3, and you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds a lot easier than what it is.
Amen to that.
It's like going through Boston.
All right. So I've been, most of the coaches that I've talked with are saying they're not really game planning for the opponent. They're trying to go with the strengths of what they have, because it's hard, obviously, to scout, you know, these other teams that are all over the state. So what's the focus for your team this week?
I'll tell you, I watched Silver Lake two or three games.
Mm-hmm.
You can find everything on LiveBond these days if you know how to use it. And I got kids that kids on my side. I got kids that know how to use it, and they teach me.
There you go.
So I've watched them a couple of times, so I know a little bit about them. But I've always told my guys, just go out there and we dictate the game. We dictate the terms of the game. We make teams play the way we want to play, not the way they want to play.
Mm-hmm.
That in mind, we will emphasize that. But they have a couple of good defensemen that move the puck very well, and we know what we're looking for. And they tend to stretch the ice a little bit, so our D has to sack back. Our D can't get caught off ice.
Finally, Coach, I want to ask you about your defense. Coaches I talk with, man, they stress team defense, which is, I guess, it's a challenge at any level, but particularly in high school. Tell me a little bit about maybe your defense overall, and maybe some of your defensemen and your goalie.
I'll tell you, I'll say defensively, probably, you asked me earlier about the strength of our team. I would say the strength of our team is our defense, is our, not our defense men,
mm-hmm.
our defensive zone play.
Okay.
We don't give up a lot of chances. If you look at the scores, a lot of the games are 3-2, 4-3, 2-1. We're not giving up a lot of goals in the course of the year. And that's because of our structure. Our D is solid. Our centers are playing where they're supposed to play down low. They're helping out on the D end. And our wings aren't blowing the zone. So defensively, we're really strong. So we don't give up a lot of point-blank shots.
Mm-hmm.
And our goalie, we've had two goalies that have played really well this year. It was tough to pick one to go over the other. But I think Dylan Hunter is playing a little bit better, so we're going to go with Dylan.
And I'm going to give you one more question. In terms of scoring, do you have snipers, or do you have to get those dirty goals and really work for them?
Dirty goals, dirty goals, mm-hmm. dirty goals. Everybody wants to be a sniper.
Yep.
Everybody wants to be a sniper on every single team. You go to any high school game, and I'll even go a step further. I went to my son's Bridgeton Academy games. They were playing all junior teams. And you watch the warm-up, and all you hear is the pucks off the glass, pucks off the glass, pucks off the glass.
Mm.
Everybody wants to go bar down. Most of our goals, which is probably the same as every other team, most of your goals are going to be rebound goals, dirty goals, goals down low by the goal mouth.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach, anything else you want to mention about your team? Great to have a full season under your belt. Great things have settled down in Beverly Panther country, and that you're going to the tournament.
Yeah, I'm just excited for the kids to have a chance to play in the tournament. You know, none of these guys have had any experience in the tournament. I don't even think I think our first year we missed it by 3 points. Last year they didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But none of these kids really have even had the opportunity to be close to playing in a tournament. So I'm just excited for the guys to go out there and have some fun and have the opportunity to play. And I think we have a shot of winning.
Excellent, excellent. Of course you do. That's the whole idea. Bring glory back to the NEC. That's awesome. Hey, Jim, great meeting you. I hope to see you soon, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. That's Jim Sasso, Beverly High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.